Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
Having established the importance of having a faith foundation, it is important to understand how this actually works within an unschooling program. If faith in God is the main reason for unschooling, then it should go without saying that the first requirement is to relax. If you believe in God and that He gave you the creative ability to produce His children, then we can trust that He will not need man's education, methodologies, or pedagogical techniques to accomplish His will in their lives. I repeat, trust God and relax. You need to take responsibility, but you should not fret. Perhaps the best way to undo the school mentality ingrained in your educational mindset is to ask a series of questions, which I will leave you to ponder. As you do, keep in mind that there are two pathways provided to all of us. The first is the broad, straight way, adopted by the majority, that ultimately leads to second best. We will refer to this road as man's way. The other, God's way, is the narrow, winding road taken by risk takers and believers with the ultimate destination of greater temporal and eternal fulfillment. Now, as you read the following questions, ask yourself whether the answer is man, God, you as the parent, or simply yes or no. Let's begin. Who gave us the ability to create children? Who should or will have the greatest impact in a child's life? Are all children alike? Who is responsible for the diversity of children? Who desires to homogenize this diversity? Who has invented programming to enable this homogenization? Who said education starts at a certain age? Who has said a child should be reading at age 6, 7, or 8? Does everyone have the same abilities? Can every child be treated or educated the same way? Is every child ready to learn a concept at the same time? Who determines which concepts should be learned? Who should determine the worldview foundation the child should be exposed to? Who invented curriculum? What premise is curriculum based on? Who has determined that a basic education takes 12 years? Is dividing life into subjects realistic? There are many more questions that can and should be asked. More next time.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogomal.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.